Le'ili nishmas Rav Kaina Mishkamen ben Rabbeinu Eli Melech, Bavakama Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph. Meruba midas tashlume kefal, mimidas tashlume arba v'chamisha. There are more cases of paying kefal than paying 4 and 5 times. Shemidas tashlume kefal noheges bein bedavar sheyesh beruach chayim, uvein bedavar shein beruach chayim. If you pay kefal, you pay double, whether or not one steals something that's alive or something that's not alive. The Rab brings, like the Torah says, al seh, al salma, al kol aveda. And then the pasuk continues, Yishalim shnayim, you pay twice. This, Taisanta points out, is coming from a ribui, because the Torah says kol, it's coming to include. It's not because of klal pradu klal, because the Rav says in a different time that we don't paskin by klal pradu klal, we paskin by ribui in miyut, like Rabbi Kiva holds. But it's coming from a ribui. Umidas tashlume arba v'chamisha einen oheges ela b'shor v'seb bilvad. But when it comes to paying 4 or 5 times for what you stole, that is only depending on whether you stole a shor, you pay 5 times, or a seh, a sheep, you pay 4 times. Shenemar ki yignov ish shor o seh utfacha o mecharo. If you steal it and then you shecht it or sell it, then you pay 4 or 5 times. Dafka a shor or a seh. And the Mishnah continues. A person that steals from a ganav. So ganav already stole, and then somebody else stole from him. The person that stole from him doesn't pay kefal. And now if the person that stole from the ganav shechts or sells it, he doesn't pay 4 or 5 times, if it's a shor or seh. So the reason that a goniv achra ganav doesn't pay kefal, the Rab brings, because the Torah says, the goniv mi beis ha'ish, that one steals something from the Beis HaIsh, but not from the Beis HaGanav. And Reb Kiveger explains, the reason is because when you steal from another Ganav, it's not in the Rishus of the owner. The Torah says, V'gonav Beis HaIsh, you're stealing something from the owner's Rishus. That's the point. And when a Ganav steals something, and you try to steal from this Ganav, you're not stealing from the owner's Rishus. So much, so Reb Kiveger points out, that if the owner would try to be maktish something that was stolen from him, he can't because he doesn't have rishus by it. So therefore, since the owner doesn't really have rishus, if one steals now from this ganav, he's pater from kefel and dalet behe. However, what if it's a shomer? Somebody is watching something for somebody, and then you go and you steal. Then you are chayef kefel, because even though it's not mamish under the guy, the owner's jurisdiction, since it's by his shomer, it's considered his rishus. So much so that if a guy designates a shomer, he can be makdashit if it's with his shomer. So therefore, if you would steal it while it's by a shomer, then you would pay kefil and dalet vehei.